I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois lawmakers are considering a measure designed to make it easier for residents to vote during the COVID-19 pandemic. House Democrats made temporary election changes a priority during this session. If those changes are approved, all Illinois residents would be sent a vote-by-mail application, and this year's election day would be a school holiday. Democrat Kelly Burke of Evergreen Park says the goal is to offer voters a safe polling place.
My own polling place is in a nursing home, and those clearly are not appropriate polling places on election day, and schools do have the room and are used to doing it, but of course we don't want to have the public interaction with the students.
Voters would also be able to cast their ballots in their cars. Republicans say they worry about the cost and logistics of those changes. The House voted to approve the measure. It now moves to the state Senate. Meanwhile, Illinois schools will receive more than $500 million in federal stimulus funding to address the financial fallout of COVID-19. But Lee Gaines reports there's some question about how much money Illinois' private schools will receive.
The money will be distributed to public schools based on how many low-income students they serve. The U.S. Department of Education says public schools should give some of that money to private schools based on their total enrollment. Some states, like Indiana, have rejected this guidance and are only giving private schools money based on how many low-income students they have. Illinois took a different approach.
We know there is indecision, and we did not make a decision.
That's Robert Wolf with the Illinois State Board of Education. Wolf says they're advising public districts to give their private schools funding based on low-income students, but to set aside more money just in case. He says pending federal legislation would clarify the issue. I'm Lee Gaines.
Governor J.B. Pritzker activated nearly 60 Illinois National Guard soldiers and ordered additional steps to prepare for projected flooding along the Illinois River and other waterways. The National Weather Service forecasts the Illinois will reach major flood stage tomorrow morning at Meredosia, about 50 miles west of Springfield, and continue to rise through the middle of next week. Without additional flood protection, water could overtop several levees and flood roads, threatening Meredosia's residents. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency has begun sandbagging, and Pritzker issued a state disaster proclamation for 4 counties.
I'm Leah Lerner. Southern Illinois counties are noting more cases of COVID-19, specifically Jackson, Marion, Randolph, and Williamson counties. They each added cases. The region as a whole, though, saw more recoveries and expanded testing capabilities. A legislator voted off the floor in the Illinois House on Wednesday, was back at his desk as session kicked off yesterday. Bill Wheelhouse reports.
As the House went through its business formalities at session opening, Republican Tim Butler took care of the attendance report.
The Republicans have no excused absences today, and I would like to welcome back my seatmate, Representative Bailey.
He's referring to Southeastern Illinois Republican Darren Bailey, who refused to wear a protective mask on the first day and was kicked out. He was back on the second day with facial protection properly in place. Part of his battle has been with the governor over the stay-at-home order and with the House's COVID-19 requirements. A handful of protesters calling for the governor to open up the state were outside the Bank of Springfield Center where the House was meeting. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
And unless your need is urgent, you probably won't be able to get in to see the dentist for a while longer. Dr. Susan Bishop is a dental director at the Peoria City County Health Department. She says dentists are only taking emergency and near emergency patients right now.
We don't know what the future has for us in terms of available PPE. Our state dental society is working diligently to see what we can do to be able to see our patients.
It's 7:21. Good morning.